Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas Menachem Ben Yosef and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
Beya Daf Beis. The name of this Masechta could either be Beitza or Beya. There are those that say Beya, as is brought down in the Magen Avraham at the end of Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, Arachayim, from the Yamshel Shloimeh. The Yamshel Shloimeh says that it's preferable not to use the word Beitza, rather to use the Aramaic word Beya. Beya is the Aramaic translation of the word Beitza, which means an egg. And the reason that he gives is Al Yoitzi Dover Meguna Mipiv. A person shouldn't say a Dover Meguna. The reason why the word Beitza is considered a Dover Meguna is because people used to use the word Beitza to refer to the Beitzim Shalamata, which is the male organ. The Shari Tshuva over there says that Ha'idna, nowadays, Shehurgalu Lomer Beyim al Beitzim Shalamata, it was the Derech in the time of the Shari Tshuva, at least, to use the Aramaic word for that organ. And he says, Yesh B'milas Beyim Hargasha Yoyser L'Dover Miguna, then Shaper Domi Lomer Beitzim. The Tveris Yisrael, in the beginning of our Masechta, he brings down the Magen Avraham, and he says, I don't understand, why is the word Beitza a Dover Miguna? He says, I think that a Lashon Kodesh word is much better than a Lashon Aramis, which Malachi Ashoris are not Makirim Lashon Aramis. A Tzadik is a letter which is Meramis to the Indian of Tzadik, as opposed to the letter Ayin, which is included in the word Russia. He doesn't understand. He says a totally different reason why it was the practice to use the word Beya instead of Beitza. He says that's because the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Hamid Beis brings down a story about a certain Talmud who is being doyrish mei beitzim einu machshir. That means that in order for food to become tameh, you have to be machshir l'kabel tumah. It needs one of the shiva mashkim. This Talmud was telling them that mei beitzim is not one of the shiva mashkim, so it's not machshir zrom l'kabel tumah. But when they heard him, they thought that he said mei bitzoim, water from a swamp. And they were nichshol. So the Tiferes Yisrael says this is like a lot of instances where if a certain kilkel happened because of a specific reason, then we address that reason, and that's why they stopped saying the word Beitza. We can bring a raya from the Rabbeinu Hanano right over here in the beginning of the Masechta that he definitely pronounced it with the tzaddik, because the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Hanano, he has a poem in the beginning of the Masechta, and he says as follows, Aschil Maseches Beitza Be'ezras Gdoil Ha'etza. It wouldn't be a rhyme if he would have pronounced it Beya. So on Kol Panim, we have enough to be Soimachan to pronounce the word Beitza for those that are Rogil, to use that pronunciation. The Vilna Gaon also said that one doesn't have to be Makbid on saying the word with the ayin, Beya. The Gemara says, B'mayaskinen, it's discussing the first din in our Mishnah, the Beitza Shanel de B'yomtif, where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue as to whether you're allowed to eat it or not. The Gemara doesn't understand. Ilema b'tayna goylus ha'im medes la'achila. If we're talking about a tayna goylus, that is a medes la'achila, so it's muchin. You're allowed to eat that tayna goylus, and it doesn't have a din of mukta. Then my taimayu de Beis Hillel. What would be the reason of Beis Hillel that say that the egg that comes out of that tayna goylus would be usur? Uchla de ifrasu. It is just food that has been separated from other food. Elo says the Gemara, but Tana Goylus, I met us the Gadol Beitzim. We're talking about a Tana Goylus that is set aside for the purposes of growing eggs. Then my time I to Beis Shammai. What would be the reason of Beis Shammai who says that you're allowed to eat the egg? Muktahi. And as the Gemara explains the question, that our Havamina is, even if Beis Shammai were to be Matir, Muktah, but Noilad, they definitely agree to. And that is because, as we'll see later, even if you hold that Mukta is Mutter, but Neulet is further removed from the person's mind, because it doesn't yet exist. Now we have to ask the following question. In the first line of the Gemara, when the Gemara said that if we're talking about a Tana Goylus, that's a Menes La'achila, we should definitely hold that it's Mutter, and the Gemara doesn't even understand, Ma'itamayu de Beis Hillel. Why should Beis Hillel hold that it's Usser? It's Uchla de Ifras. We have to ask, even if it's true that it came from a Tana Goylus, that was a Medes L'Achila, but we just said that there's a problem called Noilad, something that wasn't in the world and now came into the world, it was removed from the person's mind. So why do I care that it came from something that was Oichel? Just because something edible came from something that was already edible, it's Uchla de Ifras, why would that be a reason to get around the problem of Noilad? If at this point in the Gemara we believe that Noilad is Usr because it was removed from the person's mind, so it may be true that this Tarnagoilus was ready to be eaten. All you have to do is shecht it and eat it. But it doesn't make a difference because the egg that came from the Tarnagoilus was not yet here. So it should have the problem of Noilad. Why does the Gemara at that stage not have a problem midin Noilad? So you could learn that the Gemara understands that the din of Noilad is only a problem by a Tarnagoilus. Hoyemedes legadol beitzim. Because there, we look at the egg as a totally new thing, which had absolutely no hachana. Masha'en came by a tarnagoilus ha'imedes la'achila, since the person had das on the mother, and related to the mother in his das as something that he has the ability to eat during the course of the yomtiv, anything that comes out of that mother is also included in the original hachana. So it may be true that the person didn't know about the existence of this egg, and therefore didn't have das on the egg, but since he had das on the mother, anything that's born from the mother is seen as an extension of the mother, and therefore will not have the problem of noilad. However, Tosfos in Dibra Maschil Uchlo de Ifrasu seems to have a different teretz to the above question. Because Tosfos says as follows, Pirish, Oichel hanifrad min ha-oichel hu. Uchel de ifras means oichel that was separated from oichel. The ha-beitza shenolda nifradahi min ha-tarnagoilis. The beitza that was noilda is separated from the tarnagoilis. Ve-iboi shochitla ve-ochel kol shebegava. And if the person wanted to, he could have shechted the tarnagoilus and eaten everything inside the tarnagoilus. Why does Tosfos add those words? V'iboy shachet lo v'ochel kol shebegava. All Tosfos had to say was that the mother was something that you were able to eat, and since you were able to eat the mother, anything that comes from the mother is called ochel de ifras. Instead, Tosfos makes reference to the fact that even before you shechted the tarnagoilus, this egg had the metzias of an oichel. Because before it was noilda, you were able to shecht the mother and eat everything inside. So in Tosfos you see that the answer to our question of noilad is that since it was a tarnagoilus, ha'imedes la'achila, the egg was also ha'imedes la'achila already. Because the egg may not have come out of the mother yet, but even in its matziv of being inside the mother, it was also roi la'achila because you could have shechted the mother and eaten what's inside it. And I believe that Tosfos added these words because they were bothered by our question. What does Ochlo de Ifras help me if it was Noilad? Answers Tosfos, yesterday it was Oichel. It was Oichel before it came out of the mother. And it just was Oichel that has now become separated from the mother. And this point could be seen very clearly if you take a look in the Rabbeinu Peretz. Over here in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, he says as follows. He brings down Rashi. He says, Pirush Bekuntris. Vishari it's mutter mishum de meikara uchla vahashta uchla. The reason why uchla de ifras is mutter is because originally it was food and now it's food. Veloy nehira, he says that doesn't make sense, I don't agree. De loy damya, it's not similar. Shehu be'enoi lefaneinu. Normal oichel is in front of us, it's around. Umistama ein adam makse daitu mimashu roi lefanev. The Stamma de Mil says that a person does not remove his mind from something that he sees in front of him. Aval hay ein lefanav im kein maksadaita minei. The beitza is something that the person does not see. It's not in front of him, and therefore he removes his mind from it. So uchla de efres does not help me. The Eshloimer answers Rabbeinu Peretz, kiven de tanagoylus oimedes la'achila v'iboy shochet la. If you want, you could shecht it. Vadei daita sheyoichal kol ma sheyimotze b'soichay. His das on the mother is that he will eat anything that's inside that mother. So he understood that Rashi was saying the Yisoid the way we explained it originally. That Uchla de Ifras takes care of the problem of Noilad as well, because since he had Das on the mother, so that Das helps for anything that comes out of the mother, even if that thing is Noilad. Masha'en Kain, he answers that that's not the Pshat. Rather, he learns like Tosfos that the reason why Uchla de Ifras overcomes the problem of Noilad is because the Beitza was in existence already before it came out, and it was in existence in the form of Oichel. And now it's just Oichel that separated itself from a larger piece of Oichel. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eiger, on Daf Lamed Zayin with Beis, asks, how is it possible to be matir milk that comes out of an animal on Yom Tov? It should be Aser Mishum Noilad. Because he says the milk was not Be'olam at all. It's not like an egg, that the egg existed already inside the mother at the start of Yom Tov, especially since the Gemara says later that any egg that comes out of a Tarnagoilus, we know that it was already Nigmara the day before. but the milk that comes out of a mother does not necessarily have to have existed the day before. So that's a real problem of Noilad. Even though our Tosfos says, Legabi an egg, that if you wanted to, you could have shechted it as soon as Yom Tov started and eaten anything that was inside, that's only true Legabi an egg. But says Rav Kveger, you don't have that time Legabi Chala. Now in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Simen Shin Hei, Sif Lamed Beis, he says that the chalav is something that was nitoisif, it was added on to the mother on Yom Tov, and it's like tuffel to the mother. It's buttle to the mother. So the Rebbe Kveger's kasha is a very good kasha according to Shittas HaTosfos. But according to Rashi, you could say very simply the way that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is saying. According to Rashi, we explain that the reason why uchla de ifras works is because the hachana of the mother, since it was an oichel, the mother is an oichel, anything that comes out of the mother is considered an extension of the mother, it's considered tuffel to the mother. So then, in order to say that, it doesn't have to have existed the day before. So to sum it up, we have two ways of understanding what the Gemara means when it says uchla de ifras. According to Tosfos and the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, uchla de ifras is because not only was the mother a meres lachila, but the egg was inside the mother, and if the person wanted to, he could have shechted the mother right away in the beginning of Yom Tov and eaten the egg. So the egg was already oichel before it came out of the mother. And uchla de ifras is a statement about the egg itself. Mashenken according to Rashi, and the Ran is mashpul like Rashi as well. Uchla de ifras means that it came from something that is oichel. The mother was oichel. This is tuffel to the mother. And even lu yitzur, the egg did not exist yesterday. It still doesn't make a difference because it came from oichel. You actually can see this difference in the lashonis of Rashi and Tosfos, because Tosfos Dibur Maschul Uchel De Ifras says Pirush Oichel Hanifred Bino Oichel. So it's clear that Uchel De Ifras is a statement about the egg. It's Oichel that was Nifras from Oichel. The Habeitz Hashem Noilda Nifreda He Minatar Negoilus. That's Uchel De Ifras. Mashenkin Rashi's Loshin is Uchel De Ifras Oichel Shenifred. Oichel Shenifred means food that itself became split up, which is a statement about the Tarnagoilus. He brings a Gemara in Chulin and Menachis, and actually Reb Shaya Pick and his Agois points out on the side of the Gemara that it's not really a Gemara Menachis. He's referring to a Gemara in Psachim, Daf Pei Heim at Aleph. There, the Gemara uses a Lashon, Chiburei Oichlin Kemanda Mifrasi Damu. When Oichlin are attached to each other, the attachment that Oichl has to itself is as if it's broken up. And that means that when we use the Lashon Uchla de Ifras, we mean food that has been broken up. So that's more a statement about the chicken than it is about the egg. It's not referring to the egg, that the egg has separated itself from the chicken. Uchla de Ifras, like Tosfos says, Oichel HaNifrad Mina Oichel. Rather, Rashi says, Oichel Shenifrad. It's referring to the fact that the chicken has deposited something. So it's like Oichel that has become separated. Now the Gemara continues, and it says, Elo b'tana goylis ha'imedes l'gadol beitzim. We're talking about a tana goylis that is not a menes l'achila, it's a menes to produce eggs. The Gemara asks, "My tamayin u'beishamay, muktzahi. Why would beishamay say you're allowed to eat the egg? It's muktzah. U'may kushya, says the Gemara. Why is that a problem? Dilma beishamay less l'hu muktzah. Perhaps beishamay don't even hold of muktzah. The Gemara answers, no. Kasalka daitin, afilu man deshari b'muktzah, even those that hold that muktzah is mutter, but b'noilad aser. This is because Noilad is much worse than Muktzah. As Rashi and Tosfos both explain, that even the Shittas, like Reb Shimon, who's Mater Muktzah, and holds that there's no problem with Muktzah, that's only because the Svara is that a person is not Maktzah Daita, he doesn't remove his mind from something that's Roy for him. Aval Noilad lo yave yoda dinehavi daita yelevei. He doesn't know about it. It's not in the world. It's not around. Since it's not around, the person doesn't have his Das on it. Now we have to ask the following question. We already explained that by a tarnagoilis, that's a medes la'achila, when an egg is deposited from that tarnagoilis, we don't have a problem of noilad. And that's because the svara of uchla de ifras overcomes the problem of noilad, because even though it was noilad, nevertheless it came from an oichel. And Tosfos explained that what that means is that if you want to, you could shech the whole tarnagoilis and eat everything inside the tarnagoilis, including this egg. So the egg was already there yesterday, and it's oichel that was nifrad from an oichel. It's like a piece of bread that came off of an entire loaf. Asks the Marsha, if that's true, then by a tarnagoilis oimedes legado beitzim, leman de lesle muktza, which is what we're saying Beishamai holds. Beishamai perhaps don't hold of muktza, but do hold of doilad. Now, if they don't hold of muktza, those shittas that don't hold of muktza, by a tarnagoilis oimedes legado beitzim, if you want to, you could shecht the chicken and eat everything inside it. So why do I care that now the egg was born anew? It's noilad. Noilad shouldn't make a difference if it was something that when Yom Tov came in, you were allowed to open it up and eat it. The Marsha says, Mikol Mokam, nevertheless, kiven de noilda habeitza midavar hamukta, since the beitza was noilda from a davar hamukta, lo yisharina lo mehai taima. We aren't matter it because of the time of Uchud de Ifras. And it's very unclear what the Marsha means. What do you mean that it was born from something that's mukta? Something that's mukta is mutter, according to this Madiyamar. So the Maram Shif explains what the Marsha means. He says that even though the man that lesley mukta, like Reb Shimon, doesn't hold of the din of mukta, because like we explained, anything that is ra'oi, the person is not makta das mine. Nevertheless, that doesn't mean that the Tarnagoilus Haimedes Legadol Beitzim has a Shem Oichel, because it's not miyuchid la'achila. Oichel has to be something that's miyuchid la'achila. Now, the time of Uchla de Ifras only overcomes the problem of Noilad if we say that although this thing was Noilad, it always was an Oichel. So you really don't have a new item here. Yesterday was Oichel because it was part of a Tarnagoilus that you could have opened up and eaten everything inside it. Today it's an oichel because it's edible, it's a regular egg. So that svara helps me if what we're trying to do is say that it once was an oichel and today is an oichel, it always was an oichel, and therefore it's not considered noilad. Noilad is when you have a new item that didn't exist yesterday. So if it's a tarnagoilus ha'emedes legadol beitzim, even if you don't hold of mukta and you theoretically could have shechted that tarnagoilus and eaten everything inside it, but its shem was not a shem of oichel because it wasn't miyuchid for oichel. Therefore, when it gets noilad, we look at it like a new item has appeared on the scene. I now have an oichel that emerged from a non-oichel. Now, although the Maram Shif says this as pshat in the Marsha, it's very hard to read this into the words of the Marsha, because the Marsha himself answers that even though, well, we have Iboy Shachit, if you want to, you could check this Tarnagoilus and eat everything inside, including the egg. Mikol Makam, nevertheless, says Marsha, kiven debnolta nolda abeitza midavra hamukta, since the beitza was born from a davra hamukta, because the Tarnagoilus, haimedes legadol beitzim, is mukta leisharina lamehai taima, as we quoted before. Now, according to the way the Maram Shif is explaining, the point is totally missed. He shouldn't have said that it was born from a davar hamukta, he should have said that it doesn't have a shem oichel. The Marsha sounds like he's saying that the problem over here is that it was born from a davar hamukta. And according to the Maram Shif, it's not a problem that it was born from a davar hamukta. Mukta is mutter, according to this Mandiyamar. It's just that since it wasn't born from something that had a shem oichel, so we go back to the chsarn of noilad. So what could the Marsha possibly mean? What do you mean that it was born from a davar hamukta if this Mandiyamar doesn't hold of mukta? So the Pnei Yeshua has a very novel pshat in understanding the Marsha. He says that the man d'yomer who doesn't hold of mukta, the reason why he doesn't hold of mukta is because even though this tarnagoilus is a medes legadol beitzim, nevertheless, when he shechts that tarnagoilus, it is huver hadover lemafreya. It becomes clarified lemafreya that it really was his plan to shecht it. So it comes out that the man d'yomer who doesn't hold of mukta really does hold of mukta. He holds that something that's removed from a person's mind is asur on Yom Tov. It's just that something that we see the person actually using shows us that the person all along was planning on using it. But in the event that the person did not shecht the Tarnagoilus, then it remains in a state of mukta. And therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, when it comes to the egg, since you didn't shecht the mother, the egg was born from a Tarnagoilus that was mukta. So if you have a Tarnagoilus HaMeres L'Achila, then we say Uchla de Ifras because the mother was set aside for the purposes of Shechita. And then in turn, we see the egg as having been an Oichel all along. But in the case of a Tarnagoilus HaMeres L'Gadol Beitzim, we can't say that the egg was all along HaMeres L'Achila because this turned out to be a Tarnagoilus that you didn't Shecht, and that means that it was part of a Tarnagoilus that was Mukta and remained Mukta. So that, he says, is what the Marsha means when he says, Kiven denolda ha-beitza midover ha-mukta le-sharina lo-mehai taima. And lefizeh, the Pnei Yeshua is mechadish, that if the person now were to go and shecht the mother, then the egg, which was previously born from this mother, would be now become mutter, because then it would be igloi milslo mafreya, that the mother was a medes l'achila, and then it comes out that the egg that was inside the mother was oichel all along, and we could say the svar of ochel de ifras. But kozman, you don't shecht the mother, it remains a medes legadol beitzim, and then we see a problem with the egg. In explaining the Gemara that says Kasalka Daitin, da afilu man de shori muktza benoilet aser, the Gemara has a havaminer that even the man de yamar who's mater muktza would aser noilet. Toises explains the same way Rashi explained that a person may not be maktza das from something that's roy for him, but something that is noilet the person didn't know about. Since he didn't know about it from the day before, it was removed from his mind and it's aser. Toisvis asks the kasha in the Ramasul Kasalka Daitin, Vitema, the Reb Shimon de Shari b'Muktza. We know that Reb Shimon is the one who is Mater Muktza. We see that he's also Mater Noilat. He brings a Gemara in Shabbos Taf Choftes, which is discussing whether or not you could use Shivre Kalim as firewood. You could use Kalim that broke in order to fuel a fire. Reb Yehuda holds that since when Yom Tov came in, they were complete Kalim, so Shivre Kalim is Noilat. So you cannot use Shivre Kalim, it's Muktza. However, Reb Shimon argues, Reb Shimon, who's Mater Muktza, is Mater over there also, even though it's Noilat. So you see that the Man Yomar, that's Mater Muktza, is Mater Noilat as well. Shivre Kalim is a new thing, and therefore it's considered Noilat. So Tosfos answers, they say, Deloy Domi, it's not similar. The high Noilat Dehacha have a Noilat Tfei. The case of an egg that was noilad b'yomtiv is more noilad than the case of shivir kelim, because he says shemetchila loy hoya ba'olam. The egg has not yet entered the world. At least shivir kelim, they existed in the form of a kli. The kli was ba'olam. It may be true that now something new has emerged. Before you had a kli, and now you have shivir kelim, but at least the kli was ba'olam previously. Masha'enkin in our Gemara, the beitza was not ba'olam. And Tosfos proves this yisoid from a Gemara in Erevin. Over there, the Gemara says a yisoid that mayim inside clouds, before it comes down in the form of rainwater, is mivlabli. We view them as if the water is totally absorbed inside the clouds. The Gemara says that's far to explain why there's no problem of tchumen. Even if you hold yesh tchumen l'mayla me'asara, even if you hold that at the height of the clouds there should be an iser tchumen, but the water is not nesar be'iser tchumen, tchum Shabbos, because the water doesn't yet exist. The Gemara says, wait a minute, if it doesn't exist, then there should be another problem, a more severe problem, and that is noilad. Kol shekein dehavelu noilad. Tchumen is only a problem which limits you to 2,000 amas. Noilad says you're not allowed to be metaltal the water at all. So if you tell me that the water didn't exist at the onset of Shabbos, then why is it mutter to be metaltal that water bechlal? And Tosfos asks, what's the Gemara's kasha? Maybe that brisa in the Gemara there is going according to Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold of muktza. And like our Gemara says, l'maskana, man de islay muktza islay noilad, man de leslay muktza leslay noilad. So Tosfos says, al karchach, you have to say that even Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold of muktza, and as our Gemara says, doesn't hold of noilad, nevertheless, Noilad Gomer he holds of. Something that was not in the world at all, like the water that's inside the clouds, even Reb Shimon is Moide. Now, although Tosfos uses this to explain the difference that they said between Shivre Kalim and the Beitza Shenol de B'yomtif, it comes out, though, that there are really three levels. There is one level of Noilad, like Shivre Kalim, where there's no havamina that Reb Shimon should agree to that level of noilad. Because even though something new was created, a shever kli, nevertheless, since the kli was already ba'olam, we don't view, according to Reb Shimon, the shever kli as an entirely new thing, and it doesn't become usser. The person had das on it, according to Reb Shimon. The second level is a beitza shenol de b'yomtif, where our Gemara has a havamina that although Reb Shimon doesn't hold of muktza, nevertheless, he holds of noilad. This level of noilad, there's a havamina that Reb Shimon would agree to, because since the egg was not ba'olam yet, it's not exactly like the shever kli where the material was at least here in the olam in a different form. The case of the egg, the material was not yet outside the chicken. Even so, the maskon of our Gemara is that man de lestle muktza lestle noil, that Reb Shimon would be matir a beitza shenol de b'yomtif. Then we have the third level that Tosfos explains is mavur in the Gemara in Erevin, that Reb Shimon is moida to even the maskana. And that's the case of maya be'iva mivle bli, that the water inside clouds is considered totally not here. And the reason for this difference may be very simple. We already explained that the Gemara later says that although the egg hasn't emerged yet from the chicken, nevertheless the egg is considered nigmar inside the chicken. It's just waiting to come out. Mashenkein the maya be'iva, the water inside the clouds that we say is mivle bli, at the onset of Shabbos, it's only in the form of a vapor. It's not yet in the form of water that's capable of coming down as rain. So that level, even l'maskana, Reb Shimon is moide, is usser. So Rav Nachman said that lo'olam b'tayna goylus ha'emetis l'gadol beitzim with the islay muktzah islay noilad with leslay muktzah leslay noilad, which means that b'shamay goes like Rav Shimon, and that's why they're matter eating the egg, because Rav Shimon, just like he doesn't hold of muktzah, he doesn't hold of noilad. And b'is Hillel who aser eating the egg is because they hold like Rav Yehuda who asers muktzah and therefore asers noilad. The Gemara asks the kasha that we find that Rav Nachman holds the exact opposite, and that Rav Nachman is the one who says that Beis Hillel hold like Rav Shimon and Beis Shammai hold like Rav Yehuda. Where is Rav Nachman's memra? On the Mishnah in Shabbos, there we're talking about where there are atzamas and klipin, shells and bones that are left over from a person's food. The question is the person allowed to pick up those atzamas and klipin with his hands, or does he have to move the table and shake it off so that he doesn't move the muktzah biyadayim? So the original nusach of the Mishnah was that Beis Shammai is the one who's matter to do it biyadayim, and Beis Hillel say that you have to move the table. And Rav Nachman says, no, you have to switch it around. Beis Shammai k'Rav Yehuda, or Beis Hillel k'Rav Shimon. Now, what type of atzamas and klipin are we talking about? Rashi learns that we're talking about atzamas and klipin that have absolutely no basar on them. They're not roi l'maychal adam and not l'maychal behema. Tosfos in Dibur Maschil Magbiyin asks in Rashi that in the Seifa of that Mishnah, you see that we're talking about something that's Roy L'Maychal Behema, because the Seifa of the Mishnah talks about Seir Shal Afunim V'Seir Shal Adoshim, which is a part of the plant that is Roy L'Maychal Behema, and it says B'Bnei Shein Ru'i L'Maychal Behema. Furthermore, Tosfos in Shabbos asks on Rashi that how could you say that we're talking about something that's not Roy L'Achila at all? If it's not Roy L'Maychal Adam or L'Maychal Behema, we know that Reb Shimon, who's Matar Muktzah, agrees. This is like Muktzah Machmas Gufay. Reb Shimon is moida that you cannot move things that have no purpose on Shabbos. So how is it that Rashi holds the Fishitis Reb Shimon over here, you're allowed to move biadayim, atzamas and klipin that are not roi l'achila at all? So the Pnei Yeshua offers two suggestions to be miyashiv Shitas Rashi. Number one, he says that it's possible that in the Reisha of the Mishnah, meaning that atzamas and klipin case, the reason why you're allowed to move the Muktzah biadayim, even though it's not Roy L'maychal Behema, is because of a special din called Graf Shel Rei. A Graf Shel Rei is that anything that's ma'us to the person and is bothering him on Shabbos, Chazal were matir the tiltal of that thing to get rid of it. And he says, you see that in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, we find that Ka'aris, after a person ate from them, according to Rabbi Libid Reb Nechem, you're allowed to move them because of the din of Graf Shel Rei. And therefore, Kol Shekein, Atzomis and Klipin, which are more ma'us. And according to this, when it says Magbiyim me'ala shulchan, that's really the only tilta you're allowed to do. You're allowed to move it away from the table because it's bothering you, but you're not allowed to do stam regular tiltal. Now, if so, says the Pnei Yeshua, so then why is this dependent on the machloikas, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, whether we're matar muktzah or not? The heter of Graf Sharei is a heter even according to Reb Yehuda. Says the Pnei Yeshua a chiddush, that according to Reb Yehuda, who holds of muktzah, we would tell the person that since you have an Eitzah, you have a method through which you could move these Atzamas and Klipin away without using your hands, we tell you to do that. You have to be Menayer the Tavla. So Rabbi Yehuda, who holds of Muktzah and is more Machmir by Muktzah, would require the person to be Menayer as a Tavla, but according to Rabbi Shimon, since he's not Machmir by Muktzah, he would allow you to be Metaltal, be a Dayim through the Heter of Graf Shel Rei. So even Rabbi Yehuda would be Matar if you didn't have the Eitzah of being Menayer the Tavla. The second suggestion the Pnei Yeshua offers is that the reason why you're allowed to be metaltal that some is in klipin, according to Reb Shimon, is not because of the din of Graf Shel Rei, rather because legabe clearing the table, it is not muktzal Reb Shimon. Because since Reb Shimon holds that a person is not maktzadas, he doesn't remove his mind from things that are roy for him during the course of the Shabbos or the Yom Tif, so too the person goes into Shabbos with the intention of moving the atzamas and klipin. He already thinks about that before because he knows he's going to have to clear the table after he's finished eating. Now this is a very interesting idea because we know that it's true. Rashi says that the shita of Reb Shimon is that a person is not maktzadas from midi dechazile, things that are roy for him. Usually what that means is that something that's oimid l'shimish, something that he has usage out of, the person is not maksadas from. But it's never used in the context of something that's not roy for usage, that's not an oichel and not a kli, that the person is miyachet in his mind for some sort of tiltal. Obviously, the Pnei Yeshua holds that the fact that it's the das of the person to be metaltal it in order to clear the table, that's the same thing as a person who in his mind is miyachet something for his shtamshus. Now the truth is that there is a machloikis about this in the Rishonim. It's brought down in Beis Yosef in Simon Shin Ches. The Beis Yosef brings down, he says, Kasa b'noi shel arash batz. On mokem shenoyagim, shepam rishoyna, shemachtes ado b'noi l'beis ha-kneses. The derech was that the first time a person brought a son to the Beis ha-kneses, the child would carry in his hand a ner shel shava, a wax candle in his hand, whether it was Shabbos or Yom Tov. And he says that even though there is an Isser Tiltal, over here there was no Isser Tiltal. Because since Be'erev Shabbos, the person had in mind to bring this Shaiva, to bring the wax candle, the Machshava is Matter the Tiltal. And he brings a raya from the case of Charoya Shel Dekel, which is a part of a date tree, which is basically wood, that as long as the person was Nimlech Lein Yeshiva, he set it aside for the purpose of sitting on it, so then it's not considered Mukta. Says the Beis Yosef, That's not a raya. Ain anidin doimel a raya. The shiny awesome shein ruuyas liyistamish ben b'shabbes. Mashein kim b'ner shel shava. He says, how could you prove from the fact that charoy shel dekel a person was miyachedet in his mind for yeshiva that it's not considered mukta? Over there he was miyachedet for a yistamshes, for some sort of usage. Mashein kim b'ner shel shava. There's no usage other than the tiltal itself. If a person is miyachedet something for tiltal, that's not called yichud. That is matir tiltal. Obviously the b'noy shel rashbat, which is of course the rashbash, holds that just like a person could be miyachid something for usage and thereby it becomes mutter b'tiltal, the person could also in his mind be miyachided for tiltal alone. The Pnei Yeshua is saying a very similar idea, that the fact that the person goes into Shabbos with the intention to be metaltal, these atzamas uklipin, that's enough of a yichud for Reb Shimon. And he says, just like Reb Shimon holds, that a person is not maksedaite from kol deroy le, the person is not maksedas from things that are fit for use, so too a person, if he has a plan to be metaltal something, that's the same exact thing. Now concerning the din, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mavur over here, that you have to be misalik as a tavla umanara. Toisvis in Dibra Maschul Beis Hillel asks, Tema, v'alehi basis l'davar ha'asar. There's a rule that if mukta is placed intentionally on top of something, that thing becomes mukta because it's considered a basis, it's a base for the mukta. So Toisvis says, v'alehi shachach, you didn't forget the klipim batzamas on this table, you put it there intentionally. Tosfos answers via Shloimer, De Lepirish Rabbeinu Tam Nicha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we can answer the question. Because Rabbeinu Tam explains in Maseches Shabbos, De Loihavi Bosses Ludavar Aser Elik Shedaitoi Lanichem Shom Kol Hayoim. The only time that something becomes a Bosses Ludavar Aser is if the person's intention was to leave it there for the entire Shabbos. Now you see from Tosfos that those that argue on Rabbeinu Tam and hold that something could become a Bosses even if it's not there with the intention to leave it for the entire Shabbos, they would have a problem over here with the din buses. And this is a kasha on the shita of the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram in Simon Reish Samachay, Sivkot and Beis says that if a person puts something down on top of something, he puts a davar shal mukta on top of a table in the middle of Shabbos, even if the person's das is not to leave it there for the whole Shabbos, everybody agrees that it would not become a buses. Even the Chokam and Rabbeinu Tam, who hold that something could become a basis without the intention of leaving there for the whole Shabbos, that's only if the thing was put there before Ben Hashmoshes began. But if the thing was placed there in the middle of Shabbos, and you didn't plan on leaving it for the rest of the Shabbos, everybody is in agreement that it does not become a basis. That's the sheet of the Magen Avram. And he brings a raya from the case of Shlifi Zuchi, which is a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nundalon Mabez, where the person in the middle of Shabbos allowed Mukta, that he doesn't want to break, to go on to Karim Muksasis. He wants it to be protected from falling and breaking, and over there it's mavur that you could be menayer because it doesn't become a basis. So Reb Kiveger in the Hagoyz, the Shulchan Aruch, asks the Kasha from our Tosfos on the Magen Avram. And as far as the Magen Avram's raya from the Gemara by Shlifi Zuchi, which says you're allowed to take the pillows and cushion the fall of the Muktzah Machmas Tzaren Kis, the case of the Shlifi Zuchi, you don't want it to fall and break. So we allow you to place the pillows underneath it. And that's clear from that Gemara that you're allowed to do it. And you're not allowed to make something into a basis that would be bitul kli mehechonei. You're not allowed to make something into a dover that you can't be metaltal. So Rabbi Kiveger says that it's not shver from that Gemara either, because the person always has the option of taking a davar shel heter and placing it on the pillow, thus rendering it a basel so davar amuter ulu davar aser, and then it's not aser betiltal. An alternative teretz to the Gemara of Shlifi Zutri, the reason why that is not a problem, according to our Tosfos, besides Rabbi Kiveger's teretz, one could say based on the Ran is mashba that something doesn't become a basel so davar aser if all you're doing is trying to cushion the fall of the kli, because you're not really interested in this kli being on top of the pillow. You're just looking for the pillow to cushion the fall of the kli, and therefore it doesn't become a basis. On kol panim, from our Tosfos you see, not like the Magen Avraham. It happens to be that the Magen Avraham is not alone, because the Baal Amor over there in Perek Mishechshech in Shabbos says this teretz to Tosfos Kasha. The reason why it's not a basis, he doesn't say because of the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. He says the reason why it's not considered a basis by the Tavla is because it wasn't there Bein Hashmashes, and the person had the intention of removing it during the course of the Shabbos. Tosfos gives a second teretz to the basis question. They say, Kivan dehavu sham oichlin, since there was oichel together with the atzamas and klipin, havalei basis l'davra aser uladavra mutter vishari. And the Rashash explains that even though now there is no oichel on the table, it's only atzamas and klipin, but since when the person put it there, there was also oichel, we can't consider it a basis l'davra aser, because the din basis is always dependent on the moment the muktzah was placed there. So since at the time the muktzah was placed there, there was also heter, it's a basis l'davra aser l'davra mutter. We don't care that later on the davra mutter was removed. Tosfos gives a third teretz. They say ein zemaniach bekavana. This is not considered like the person put it there bekavana. It's not like he has akpada. He wants the atzamas and klipin to be dafka over here. The Rashba actually gives a teretz which is very yisoidistic. He says that something that does not have chashivas cannot make a basis l'davra aser. Atzamas and klipin do not have chashivas. And the svara behind the Rashba is very simple. The din basis is halacha in which the basis becomes muktzah because it's seen as a tuffel to the muktzah. Since atzamas and klipin are definitely not something that you could look at a table as being tuffel to, because they lack chashivas, therefore the table cannot get a din basis. After explaining that the reason why over here we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda who asers muktzah, whereas in Shabbos Beis Hillel Shita is like Rabbi Shimon who's mater muktzah, is because Yom Tov people are not going to be as machmir, therefore Chazal had to be more machmir. The Gemara asks, "B'mayu kimta b'tarna goyel sayemedes legadol beitzim." So we're talking about a tarna goyel sayemedes legadol beitzim amushem muktzah. Ihachi, the Gemara says, "Adamiflugi bebeitzah." Instead of arguing about the egg, liflugu b'tarna goyelus. Let them argue about the tarna goyelus. Why do you have to bring in the egg? So the Gemara answers, "La'idicha koychin debeishami debeneilut shari." We want to tell you the koych of beishami that their shita, that their matir goes so far as to even be matir the egg, which is noilad, not just muktzah. The Gemara says, "Why don't you set up their machloikas by the tarna goyelus?" To show that Beis Hillel who aser even aser by muktzah and aren't only oiser by noilad, the Gemara says v'chitem a koyach de'atera adif. Maybe you'll see that the koyach of the hetera is better. It's better to say the koyach of those that are matir. Why is it better to say the koyach of those that are matir? Rashi explains toiv lo lahashmienu koyach divrei hamatir. The person who's matir is soimich al shmu osei ve'enu yorei lahatir. There's more skill needed in order to be matir. Aval koyach ha'oisrim enu rayish ha'koyachim lahachmir. Everybody could be machmir. Va'afilu b'davra mutter. It's possible to be machmir even if the person doesn't have yediyas. Tosfos explains Rashi with a little bit more hesber. Tosfos says the reason why koyach hetera adif is because when a person's matir soimich al shmuasi v'tzarech lahavi raya l'dvarav, he has to bring a raya. But isura yachal hachmer lo b'loy tam. Rabbi Kveger understands this to mean that to be matir something, you can only be matir midin vada. You can't be matir something misafik. Masha ein kein, to aser something, you don't need a raya because you could be machmir misafik. And Rabbi Kveger asks on this that may be true by Dairaisis, because Dairaisa, the klal is Tovik Dairaisa l'chumra. So therefore, the only person that could be mako by Dairaisa is somebody who has a raya. If a person is in a matzav of Suffolk, he has to be machmer. Mashen came by Drabonans, the klal is Tovik Drabonan l'kula. So he says, Adrabba, al ha'oyser lohavi raya. The one who wants to make it usher needs a raya. So how could Rashi say that the matir is the one who has to bring a raya l'dvarav? Rav Kveger answers that you have to say that over here, since we're talking about a dover sheyesh lo matirin, it's mevur in the sugya later in Daf Dalin Amud Aleph. Rav Ashi says that since a dover sheyesh lo matirin, the halacha is that you don't say the klal of Safek Drabbana and Lekula. However, he says that's only true according to Rav Ashi's maskana later. But according to Rav Papa, we would say Safek Drabbana Lekula even by a dover sheyesh lo matirin. So I and Rav Kveger, if you take a look, you'll see his cheshbin, how he gets out of this question. There is a slight question that we could ask Rabbi Kveger, and that is that perhaps all Rashi means when he says that you need to have yediyas in order to be mekel and a person who doesn't have the yediyas has to be machmir, he means that a person cannot be mekel mikoyach safek drabana lekula if he's just lacking yediyas. A person who's an amaretz and he doesn't know what the halacha is, he can't say, well, since it's drabana I'm besafek, so safek drabana lekula. He has to find out the halacha. It's true that when a person is in a matzav of safek, a real safek, then by drabana it's allowed to be mekel, and even if you have a sveka dedina, something that's a legitimate sveka dedina, you have the right to be mekel. But a person who's totally lacking yediyas, he doesn't have the right to be mekel, and therefore Rashi is saying that koyach de teira adif, in general, we like to stress the koyach of the heter, because heter always requires more yediyah than iser. Abba's answer to the original question, how Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel could argue in the Mishnah, as the Gemara already expressed, if we're talking about a Tarnagodel in Medes La'achila, then my Tamayda Beis Hillel that they would aser, it's Uchel de Ifras. And if we're talking about a Tarnagodel how in Medes La'gadol Beitzim, then there's no reason Beis Shammai would be Matir. So Rabbi says, we're talking about a Tarnagoilis that is a Medes La'achila. So why don't we have the Svar of Uchel de Ifras? He says there's a reason why we aser according to Beis Hillel. And that is because we're talking about Yomtif Shechalius Achra Shabbos Umishum Hachana. Rabbi introduces the idea called Hachana. The Gemara explains, because Savar Rabbi, Kol Beitza de Misyaldoha Idna Me Esmol Gomrullah. Any Beitza that is born today was finished yesterday, and therefore we run into a problem called Hachana. Since we're talking about Yom Tif that follows a Shabbos, the Gemar of the Beitza took place on Shabbos, and that is problematic. Why is it problematic? The Gemara explains, Rabba l'tamei da'amar Rabba ma'edichsiv ho'i b'yem ha'shishi ve'echinu es asher yaviyu choyol mechin l'shabbos v'choyol mechin l'yom tif ve'ein yom tif mechin l'shabbos ve'ein Shabbos b'chinu l'yom tif. You cannot have something becoming nigmar on a Shabbos in order to provide you with your sudas yom tif. And that is, according to the way Rashi explains, that the Shitas Rabba is that the sudas yom tif needs to have Hachana and Hazmana bepeh. Because we learn out from the Pasuk of Eichinu Eis Asher Yaviu, as Rashi explains, this is not talking about being Mechen, your Sudas Yom Tov or your Sudas Shabbos with a Maisa, because the Torah already tells us, Eis Asher Toifu Eifu, you have to make sure that you cook everything before Shabbos. So when the Torah says, Ve'ichinu Eis Asher Yaviu, you must prepare before Shabbos for your Sudas Shabbos, Rashi learns that means Hazmana bepeh. And what that means is that Sudas Shabbos, Rashi tells us, is very choshev, and it has to be something that the person is capable of saying before Shabbos on that food, mikan ani oichel l'mocher. This is food that's set aside for Shabbos. Rashi goes a step further and explains that the Torah, since Stam Shabbos is preceded by a weekday, not by a Yom Tif, it is therefore part of the Gzeres HaKosev that the Sudas Shabbos needs to have oral hachana mib'oid yom shel choyl, meaning that in order for your Sudas Shabbos to be acceptable, you have to be able to proclaim on the weekday preceding that Shabbos or Yom Tif that mikan ani oichel. Because if the day that is before the Shabbos is a Yom Tif, or vice versa, you're on a Yom Tif, but the day before Yom Tif was Shabbos, then you have to make sure that the mikan ani oichel takes place on the day preceding that Yom Tif or Shabbos. So when Shabbos follows Yom Tif, it had to have been Erev Yom Tif that the person had already prepared his Sudas Shabbos. And when we say prepared, we don't only mean prepared through a maisa, we mean orally prepared, which of course means mentally prepared. Mikan ani oichel l'mochar. Therefore, says Rabbah, in the event that we're talking about a Yom Tif that follows a Shabbos, and the physical facts are that a egg that comes out on this Yom Tif, if it came out on Yom Tif, we know that it was nigmar yesterday on Shabbos. It was not yet nigmar on Erev Shabbos. So we cannot say that the Suda was Nigmar prior to Shabbos. And it has to have been Nigmar on a Yom Choyl. That's the rule of Hachana according to Rabba. Now according to the way we just explained, which is Alpi Rashi, the fact that Rabba tells us that all eggs that come out of a chicken today were Nigmar yesterday is not something that was built out of our Sugya. Because Lo Yitzuyer, let's say we would imagine that a Beitza that came out today was really Nigmar today, it also would be problematic because it wasn't Muchen prior to a Yom Kodesh. So we would be able to explain the Sugya without even saying that we're talking about Yom Tov that came after Shabbos. We would say simply that since the Beitza was not yet finished before Yom Tov, it cannot be used for my Sudas Yom Tov. So the reason why Rabbah does say that kol beitza de misyalda idna me esmal gamrala, any egg that comes out today was nigmar yesterday, is because that's what Rabba believes to be the metzias, and the Gemara understands that to be shitas Rabba from the fact that Rabba says that we're talking about yom tov shechalias achar Shabbos. Meaning that Rabba really could have said that we're talking about a regular Yom Tov. From the fact that he doesn't, he says Yom Tov Achar HaShabbos, means that Rabba already has a preconceived notion. He already has the idea that the way that things work is that the egg that was noled today was Nigmara yesterday. And that's why, in order to explain the Isser in our Mishnah, Rabba needed to invent the Hechatimtze that we're talking about Yom Tov Shechalias Achar HaShabbos. Thus explaining that even though it was Nigmar yesterday, but it still was not Nigmar mi b'oid yom shel choyl, it was not Nigmar before Kodesh days began, because we're talking about the case where Yom Tov came after Shabbos. And that's how the Meiri explains Rashi over here. He explains that Rashi understands that Rabba could have said that kol beitz de misyalda ha'idna ha'idna gamrla, but Rabba knows that that's not the Metzias. And since he knew that was not the Metzias, that's why he set things up the way that he does. Tosfos, on the other hand, we will soon see, disagrees with this point. Tosfos holds that if a beitza that's misyalda ha'idna, a beitza that's born today, was nigmra ha'idna, then there would be no problem of hachana. Even though it was nigmra on Yom Tov itself, that wouldn't be the problem of our sugya. The whole problem that we're dealing with is that there is one Yom Kodesh being meichen for another Yom Kodesh. So the fact that Rabba said, kol beitza de misyalda ha'idna me esmo gamrala, was bedafka in order to explain our sugya. That was an ingredient that is necessary for our sugya. It wasn't something that came because Rabba knew that that was the Metzias. There's no way, Lefitoisis, that he could have explained the sugya any differently, because the Isser in our sugya has to be dafka, that Shabbos is mechina le-Yom Tov, or that Yom Tov is being mechina le-Shabbos. Where do we see this in Tosfos? First of all, Tosfos, in the end of Dibra Maschav Hoya B'yem HaShishi, asks the following question. Tosfos says, Tema, the kan mashba sha'amon lo-Yohoya yored b'Yom Tov. Because we're learning out Ve'ichinu es asher yaviu, and the way Rashi is explaining, we need to make sure that that hachana took place prior to a Yom Kodesh. And Tosfos asks that we know that the Chazal say Va'yivarech Ve'kadesh, that Hashem gave a bracha and kiddush to Shabbos, Berche b'mon v'kiddushe b'mon. That on Shabbos, mon did not come down. It sounds like that on Yom Tov it did come down. Tosfos in their second teretz say, Va'od yeshloimer, da'afilu haya yored b'yom tif, even if the mon came down on Yom Tov, mikomokan b'yom tif shechalias be'erev Shabbos lo haya yored. Tosfos, in order to explain our sugya, says that einachanami, mon was capable of coming down on Yom Tov. The only thing that didn't take place was that if Yom Tov was an erev Shabbos, then the mon didn't come down on Yom Tov, because we can't have a Yom Kodesh being meichen for another Yom Kodesh. Now, if you say that the din hachana is like we explained b'das Rashi, that it's true whether the thing is huchan on Shabbos for a Yom Tov, and whether it's huchan, it gets prepared on Yom Tov itself, in both cases you're lacking the din of hachana, because you can't say mikan ani oichel l'machar, then Tosfos didn't answer their question. Why did Tosfos say that the month could come down on a Yom Tov, but it can't come down on a Yom Tov that precedes a Shabbos? In addition, from the kasha Tosfos asked before this, you see the same thing, because Tosfos asks, Tema, hoyo v'achana d'iraisa, since achana is a d'iraisa problem, heich oifin u'mevashal miyom tev l'shabbos. We all know that you could be oifin and mevashal from yom tev l'shabbos as long as you make an erev tavshilin. Now, how come that works? That's Tosfos' question. Now, according to the way we explained Rashi, that can't be a question, but because m'manav shach. If it's usher to be mevashal and lefa is miyom tev l'shabbos, because Suda Shabbos needs to have achana mibo'id yom shel choyl, so it has to be on Erev Yom Tov ready, and you cannot cook on Yom Tov for the next day for Shabbos, then you would have to aser even when a person would cook on Yom Tov itself. Because we explained, according to Rashi, that Sudas Shabbos and Sudas Yom Tov has to have a achana miboid yom, you should be able to say, mikan anu eichel l'machar. So if, when you do the act of cooking, that's considered like the thing has not yet been fully prepared, such that there's a problem when you cook on Yom Tov for the next day when it's Shabbos, then even on a regular Yom Tov, we shouldn't allow people to cook on that Yom Tov, because we should say that your Suda hasn't yet been fully prepared. Al Karchach, you have to say that to fulfill the requirement of Mikan Ani Oichel Omachar, you can fulfill it with food that hasn't yet been cooked, because that's considered like it's prepared. The person has mentally prepared himself, and he said Mikan Ani Oichel Omachar, and he goes into Yom Tov knowing that this is the food that he's going to eat, and it's just lacking the mice of cooking. Well, that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. So that's not considered not Muchen. Well, if that's true, then hu adin? When Yom Tov precedes Shabbos, there shouldn't be any problem for you to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, because on Erev Yom Tov, you already were able to say mikan ani ochel l'machar. So why does Tosfos have a problem of cooking min Yom Tov for Shabbos? Al Korchuch, you see that according to Tosfos, the din of Rabbah is not the way Rashi understands that Sudas Shabbos needs hachana, and this hachana has to be done mibo'od yom shel choil. Tosfos understands rather, like other Rishonim, like the Rashba, the Baal Amor, who understand that here we're dealing with an Isser Hachana, meaning that it's Usser for Shabbos to be Mechina L'Yom Tov, and it's Usser for Yom Tov to be Mechina L'Shabbos. And this, Tosfos says, would be problematic even if it's Hachana Bidei Shemayim. We do not want Shabbos preparing for Yom Tov. So according to Rashi, when a beitza is nigbra on Yom Tov, the reason why you can't eat it on Shabbos is because you're lacking a positive thing. You're lacking the mikan on Yochel Amacha, which Shabbos needs to have. The Sudas Shabbos is chashuva and needs to have hachanami bo'od yom shachoyl. According to Tosfos, the Rashba and the Baal Amor, it's because there's something negative. It's because Shabbos ended up being the thing that was mechen for Yom Tov. And we do not want Shabbos being mechen for Yom Tov, or Yom Tov being mechen l'Shabbos. Now, according to Rashi, we understand how this could be true, even though it happened bidei shemayim, because the point is that you need that positive mikan ani ochel l'machar, and if it was born on a yom kodesh, you didn't have the mikan ani ochel l'machar mibo yom shel choil. According to the other Rishonim, however, we have to ask, Bishlomo, we know that the gavra is not allowed to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos, or on Shabbos for Yom Tov. The gavra could have isurim. But who are we giving this din to when we say that Yom Tov can't be mechin for Shabbos, or Shabbos can't be mechin for Yom Tov, when we're talking about things that happen bidei shemayim? Who are you answering? The person can't do things of hachana from one day of Kodesh to the next. But the bidei shemayim, you're not going to give isurim to Hashem. However, the answer is very simple. It's usur for a person to eat a suda on Yom Tov if it turns out that he's eating something that was nigmara on Shabbos, because then, al yidei zachila, it turned out that something happened on Shabbos to be mechen for Yom Tov. So the gemara of the beitza itself, nothing really happened. But when the person then goes and eats it on Yom Tov, the person is being goyrim that Shabbos was mechina li Yom Tov. Now this is the reason, Rishonim point this out, that Rashi, in Dibur HaMaschil, L'taymei D'Amar Rabbah, says that Rabbah learns out from here, the Muktzah D'Iraisa. According to Rashi, that the whole problem that Rabbah is introducing over here is a problem of Hachana, we can understand why Rabbah, Meseches Pesachim, would learn out from this pasuk the whole idea of Muktzah and believe that it's a din d'iraisa. Because according to the way the other Rishonim are learning, Rabbah's din over here has nothing to do with Muktzah. It's a special din that Yom Tov can't be mechin l'Shabbos and Shabbos can't be mechin l'Yom Tov. But according to Rashi, it's a statement that the Sudas Shabbos needs to have hachana. Things have to be muchin from before Shabbos, and that is the yesod of Muktzah. Muktzah means that the chefetz has to be muchen and mezumen mibo'id yoim. And if it's not properly prepared from before Shabbos or before Yom Tov, then you cannot use it. So that lack of positive hachana that we explained, Bedas Rashi, is what leads Rashi to explain Bedas Rabbah that muktzah is d'oraisa, and he says Rabbah is l'shitasei. However, all the other Rishonim argue, they say the Rabbah actually, Lamaskana of the Gemara and the Pesachim, does not hold that muktzah d'oraisa, and they hold that Rabbah's din over here has got nothing to do with muktzah. It's just a din that Yom Tov can't be mechin l'Shabbos and Shabbos can't be mechin l'Yom Tov.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.